We're going to talk with Jay Rempe, Vice President of Government Relations for Nebraska Farm Bureau, here at the group's annual meeting in Kearney. Jay, want to get an update from you on some of the things happening in the governmental relations side. And let's start on the federal level, first of all, and talk about direct payments, which is expected to be debated quite a bit at the American Farm Bureau meeting coming up in January. You've got Iowa that's taken a stance to do away with direct payments and strengthen the crop insurance programs, maybe strengthen the acre program. And then you've got some of the southern states, of course, are going to fight to keep those direct payments. Where's Nebraska going to stand here?
Well, the policy that's going to our voting delegates that will probably be debated tomorrow is kind of a little bit in the middle. The policy states we want to fight for direct payments and that we think they're a valuable tool as part of the safety net, overall safety net of the Farm Bill. But there's a recognition of the federal budget deficit problems and the issues and that direct payments may be on the line. And if that's the case and the policy supports maybe pulling those back and putting greater priority on crop insurance, on some of the other farm safety net program, acre, and those kind of things, and maybe putting those dollars to better use in those programs as opposed to direct payments. So it's a little bit of I would characterize a little bit of middle between those two extremes. So we'll see how the discussion goes tomorrow, though.
As far as those programs, the acre program in particular, some people would like to see that based on a county level and think that would make the program more viable. Any thoughts here in Nebraska?
We're hearing a lot of that too, that a couple things with the acre program. One is it's really too complex, and there we've got to figure out ways to make it a little more straightforward and for farmers to understand, one. But secondly is the statewide averages doesn't work very well, and we need to look at something a little more closer to the county average or something like that. So there's some support for that as well here, too.
Okay, and then on the state level, I know you're talking about ag land valuations and possibly some members changing their mind there on some long-term thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be an interesting discussion. Last June, when the state released its ag land values, we see a tremendous increase across the state, which, given the markets, is no surprise. And in Nebraska right now, we're based on a market-based approach. It's been longstanding Farm Bureau policy to look at an income approach, like other states like Kansas and Iowa and South Dakota use an income-based approach. And so there was quite a bit of discussion at the policy forum here a couple weeks ago about whether or not we should continue that policy or look more at the market-based. And the resolution that's going forward continues to support an income-based approach. But if that's not feasible, then try to make some corrections to the market-based approach. Obviously, part of what's driving the market or driving the ag land values is the market and the profitability right now in ag. But there's a lot of concern that there's some other factors out there, 1031 exchanges, people buying ag land for other reasons like recreational purposes or aesthetic reasons, they like the location. And in the market-based approach, those factors aren't getting filtered out, so to speak, and that's where an income approach would maybe filter out some of those other influences and just focus basically on the land's productivity and its value as an ag-based asset. And so that's why the appeal of that, I think. And it would hopefully then any future moves in ag land values would be based on the productivity and income of the land.
And in the Nebraska legislature, this coming year, we could see more of a push by the Humane Society of the U.S. possibly to try to come in with some legislation, maybe directed at the dog breeding business. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people feel like that's kind of the way they open the door to come after the livestock industry eventually.
Yeah, exactly. And the Humane Society of the United States has hired a state director, and they have a lobbyist, a contract lobbyist in the state. We're not aware of anything yet that they're bringing on the dog and cat issue, but that's very much, we're watching that very closely, and we'll have to see how that plays out if they do bring something with the dog and cats and how that might spill over into the animal care and welfare arena. So we'll be watching that very closely.
Anything else on the state level that you'll be focused on?
Well, a couple things. Obviously, the state budget is a big issue. Nebraska is going to be struggling with trying to balance its budget. And one of the things of concern to Nebraska farmers is how that budget gets balanced and impacts on property taxes. Obviously, that relates back to the ag land value issue. It all boils down to the taxes that are paid. So that'll be something we'll be watching closely. And roads funding, there's a recognition. I've had a lot of questions about that already today. Recognition that we face some challenges there on funding roads. There's a lot of interest, and obviously agriculture needs a good road system to get our products to market, and how we go about funding that is a key issue as well.